AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. There will be fewer candidates behind the podiums for the next Republican presidential debate.
Tuesday night's primetime Fox Business Network debate will have just 8 candidates on the stage, and that won't include New Jersey Governor Chris Christie or Mike Huckabee. They've been relegated to the undercard session prior to the main event. Senator Lindsey Graham and former New York Governor George Pataki won't be there at all. Fox Business has released its decision on the candidates who will be featured based on their standing in the national polls. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The two leading GOP candidates, Ben Carson and Donald Trump, are now getting Secret Service protection. Police personnel records show an Illinois officer who staged his suicide to make it look like he was murdered had a troubled job history. Among the issues raised in Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz's records released late Thursday by the village of Fox Lake are suspensions, sexual harassment allegations, and complaints that he intimidated an emergency dispatcher with guns. Detective Chris Covelli says Glinowitz sent texts, which might explain the small cocaine packets found in his desk after his death.
We saw some of the text messages that indicated trying to set up the village manager. So that was a theory that played in. Is that something the drugs had to do with? That's something we haven't been able to prove, but definitely something we've looked into.
AP correspondent Mark Scalfaro reports a jury in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, has cleared a police officer who says she thought a man she shot in the back was reaching for a gun.
Police officer Lisa Markle, who was patrolling the streets of Hummelstown between Harrisburg and Hershey in February, shot a man in the back. It was after a vehicle pursuit. He got out and ran, and she chased him, tased him, and then shot him. The jury has acquitted her of all charges, including third-degree murder, voluntary and involuntary manslaughter.
This is AP Radio News. Chicago police are trying to come to terms with the level of gang violence in the city. They say a 9-year-old was lured into an alley and executed Monday because of his father's alleged gang connections. Roman Catholic priest and activist Michael Flager.
What happened is that Sean Lee took us to a new low. This wasn't a drive-by. This was not a spray of bullets. A baby was executed.
So far, no arrests. The Bengals remain undefeated after cruising to a 31-10 victory over in-state rivals, the Browns. Cincinnati tight end Tyler Eifert caught 3 touchdown passes.
I can't control how many balls I get thrown or anything like that, but I can help myself, put myself in the best position by studying the opponent, understanding our game plan, being able to be moved around the field to help us win games and make it hard on defenses.
Johnny Manziel played for Cleveland. He had some good moments in the opening half, but got sacked 3 times in the 4th quarter. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.